Well, hello, hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the God and Your Business podcast. I am pumped to be in your ears. So excited about the Word of God and how it applies to our everyday lives. And I cannot wait to share what I've been studying with you guys. So I am an Enneagram 6. And what that means is I fall into the category of people whose natural bent is to constantly be thinking about all the things that could go wrong, like in great detail, okay? I remember earlier on in my career as a physician, every day driving to work, and almost every day I could imagine the kind of accident I could get into and what that would mean for my family and how long I'd have to be out of work. Now, I knew enough about not letting thoughts like that sit to kind of, you know, go on to, you know, declare that the Lord has given his angels charge over me and they'll keep me in my way, to say that with long life, he has satisfied me. All things are working together for my good and all of that. But it didn't mean that those thoughts didn't show up. It just meant that I had to work to fight through them. And so that meant also that in my business, I would get a big break. You know, maybe a number of patients we've never seen before, or an entree MD, an amount of revenue we've never brought in. And the next thought is, what's going to go wrong? What's going to go wrong? What problem's going to show up? What complications are going to show up? You know, we're going to go all the way up and come down and stuff like that. And for someone who knows me really well, they'll be like, really? You think that? Because I have a very positive outlook. But those thoughts, you know, they always kind of came up. I just had to actively deal with them. So anyway, I recently started this whole mindset audit process. And I was like, I'm going to start taking the thoughts that get in my way. And really, I would put them on trial. You know, like, does this line up with the Word of God? Because the Word of God is the final authority. The Word of God is what is truth. Satan's biggest weapon against us is not any power that he has. It really is deception, right? That's what he did in the Garden of Eden. The very first time he showed up, God had said one thing. He came up. He's like, did God really say, right? You know, and so my job is to, you know, change my mind, make sure my mind aligns with the Word of God. And so I started thinking about this thought, right? Like, something bad is about to happen. The other shoe is about to drop. I've had this big success, so failure is gonna follow it. I even remember, you know, when we crossed the $2 million mark in my business, and it was like, oh, but that was a fluke though. This is a new year and it's going to be awful, right? Like, you did it. You've done it. You did it the one time. That's it, right? Okay. But let's look at what, so I pulled that thought, right? Like, the other shoe's about to drop. I pulled that thought and I said, does this line up with the Word of God? Is this a thought I'm going to allow stay in me? Is this a thought I'm going to let go on autopilot? And I pulled up this scripture, which if you listen to this podcast, you've heard me read it many times. And it's Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. And it says, the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. Okay. Well, verse 19, I'm here, so I might as well read it. And it says, but the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they're stumbling over. Okay. So the way of the righteous, and you may be thinking, wow, it must be really good for the righteous. I'm not righteous, but the Bible says that we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, okay? We are made righteous by what Jesus did, and because we've been made righteous, we can act righteously, okay? So we are righteous, all right? So I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, so if that's the case, what happens to righteous people? Their lives, their ways are like the first gleam of dawn, okay? Their way is like the first gleam of dawn, and it gets brighter and brighter until, right? Until the full light of day. And I felt like, you know, God was saying to my heart, like, you expect brighter and dimmer. What my word says is brighter and brighter. And so the same way when something great happens, you're like, oh, now something bad is going to happen or something bad could happen, is the same way when something absolutely amazing happens, you can then have the reaction of, oh my goodness, this is bright, brighter is coming, right? Like you could go like, wow, what's going to be next? Like that could be the way you can train your mind to think that way, right? And so when I think brighter and dimmer, what that does is it creates, you know, there's a certain level of anxiety it can create. It could even make you not celebrate because you're like, I don't want to celebrate too loud because, you know, who knows what's going to follow this. It takes away peace. It takes away your ability to enjoy everyday life. But imagine thinking brighter and brighter. Oh, my word, right? And brighter and brighter, irrespective of challenges, which means you can go through challenges. There can be things going on that are a little hard to deal with, but you go through it and you're okay knowing that at the end of the day, my path is brighter and brighter, right? And so I thought about it and I was like, oh my word, this is what I need to work on. And so I started looking at the different areas of my life. I started looking at the breakthroughs, the amazing things that God has done, the amazing results that have been created, my partnership with God. And I said, wow, what if after this was brighter, what would that look like, right? What if this is bright? What would brighter look like? This is bright. What would brighter look like? And it was just phenomenal thinking about it. And so now I'm in this process, discipline in my mind that when bright shows up, then my expectation is brighter. When something big happens, I'm like, oh my goodness, what would brighter look like? Okay. So that was the first scripture that I went to. And after putting that thought on trial, I decided that's a virus. That's a mindset virus. And I'm not going to yield to it anymore. I'm not going to yield to it anymore at all. And so my mind is going through the process of being rewired. And this is the way I think now. Bright has come. Brighter is coming. Okay. And I want to invite you to do the exact same thing, right? Especially if you're like me, you're Enneagram 6, or you constantly have this fear, like, you know, in my business, I have this great team member, oh, they're going to leave, or they're going to sabotage my business or something like that. Or you hit a revenue milestone and you're like, oh my goodness, so we can never hit it again. Or we've arrived. This is our ceiling. We can never go any higher. Or you were able to get your clients a specific kind of win and you're like, I can't get them wins any bigger than that. I want you to realize that we did not come here to stop. We did not come here to go back. We came here to go further, right? I want you to start thinking everything that is a big deal in my life right now, everything that is a win right now, everything that is a desirable outcome right now is bright, and brighter is coming. And sit with the thought, right? Brighter is coming. Brighter is coming. I want you to think about this, right? This is you. This is for me. Think about working on this long enough that this becomes your default thinking. That when something happens, you're like, praise God. And then on the inside, you're giddy with excitement because you're like, oh my goodness, what will follow this? Right? Because that could totally be you. That could totally be me. Think about the amount of anxiety that goes away. Think about the amount of peace you have. Think about the joy you have. Think about you celebrating life. Think about now the tenacity, the inner strength that you have to face challenges, knowing at the end of the day, this is my path, brighter and brighter. Okay? So like I always tell you, I absolutely love being a Christian. I love the word of God. So much joy, peace that can be had from it. And let's go ahead and build our faith in this. And I really want you to take this and share this with another entrepreneur, because especially for entrepreneurs, this, you know, this can be really hard, because on a good day, there are challenges with entrepreneurship. To be able to go through it, knowing that at the end of the day, I win. And to be able to celebrate your wins, knowing that there are more wins coming, is just phenomenal. Okay, so share this with another entrepreneur, and I will see you on the next episode of the God in Your Business podcast.